This is Scott Merrick welcoming you to
Snacks for the brain.
Okay, well, I'm here in the lab at Stevenson Center at Vanderbilt University with Jerry Wilmink. And he's going to do a run-through of a presentation he's going to do tomorrow for a virtual lab. And we're going to pick up some sound and see if I can cut and paste and splice and dice and put something together for a little quick podcast. So, all kinds of ambient noise in here.
Okay, so you walk in. So I got you, like, somewhere in there, right?
Let me actually do exactly, because I'm prepared a little bit, but not exactly.
Yeah, you did.
Just kind of...
Just basics,
know,
yeah.
Basic.
Where you're going to be. Kind of a just a sequence of things. So we got a feel for how he's supposed to run around the room or what cameras open when and so forth.
Excellent.
Scott, I think, is just going to be playing in behind the scenes here. So
I'll just come in the door.
Yeah.
All right. Or my lab jacket.
Yeah.
Goggles.
Look very official.
Yeah.
So you be...
Right at turn. Good afternoon. My name is Jerry Wilmink, and I'm a BME graduate student at Vanderbilt University. I've been at Vanderbilt now for 8 years, and going for my graduate PhD degree. Today, what I'm going to go through is this one?
Yeah, good. Yeah.
Today, what I'm going to go through is first, I'm going to go through, introduce you to the cells which I grow in this incubator. And I'll explain how I use these cells to make skin, which is shown here. So I actually take the cells and grow my own skin equivalents, which I use to study how skin interacts when I hit it with the laser.
You'll be able to move the camera like this?
Yeah.
All right. All right. Yeah, I might move it back some. Yeah, I'm a little close. Yeah.
I'll probably go through more introduction at the beginning. Got this cells.
All right, cells.
Cells going here to the incubator.
Right.
I may have a bottle of media that I'll pull out here. Because basically what I'm doing is I compare the incubator to our house.
Right, right.
And say this is where the cells, this is their house.
Good.
And, cells live in a dish, and that's their bedroom. The media is like their food, so I actually feed them. So I'll have that over there.
Good.
The flask in there is the bedroom, and I'll show them that when if it's too crowded, I'll centrifuge them down and put them in a bigger bedroom because they're getting older. And I'll show the different cell types that I use in the skin.
That'll be on computer?
That'll be on, I think it'll be on computer, unless it's easier to do something else.
One of the things we'll want to, and we'll have to work through this, you might have to take a look at what you got. We'll probably want to make it as easy as possible going from one medium to another.
Okay.
You don't want to really jump around too much.
Sure.
Just because of the scenario we're in, you know, because he's going to have to run here and there and so forth. So if you can come up with as much as you're going to do over in this corner,
okay,
whatever that be, I know the liquid nitrogen is behind you, so you might try to work your example of that in somewhere in the confines of all this.
Okay.
And then, you know, if you have some kind of transition where you want to show something and then you're at your next station, I would look at this like station.
Stations.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that we can kind of have some organization to a certain extent.
Now, you know, I could hang a mirror right here.
Yeah, and get the remote to flash. Yeah.
Then we can switch it here.
Okay. So whatever,
and then you can see what you
can do. So these guys are talking about the setup for the virtual tour that's going on, which is going to be delivered through video conferencing technology to a number of schools tomorrow, which is October the 18th, I believe. Just a run through, and this Snacks for the Brain, I think, is going to be a good example of how it just doesn't all fall together, and it's not just all, you know, talking heads at all. And now Glenn McCombs and Jeff Hazelton, the technology coordinator at CSO, are over here in order to do a run through to make sure that it goes as well as possible, and that all of the hard work that the Dr. Wilmink has put into this is put to good use in our presentation.
That'll go up. Turn off your
Liquid nitrogen, anyone? It makes things very, very cold, very, very fast.
I'll maybe spray some on the floor. It's kind of cool. It's real shh all over the place. No, the organs. It's
like we'll get that definitely in the camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
so we'll be more
that. Then I'll dip a banana in here. And it freezes the banana. I might just drop the banana and it breaks. Shh, the banana shatters on the ground.
Very cool.
Yeah. So that's cool. Or I may hammer a nail in to a board with the banana, which I think it works. I'm not sure. I'll test it.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't bust up your lab.
Yeah. Okay, then I wanted to show them. I have a thing called sodium polyacrylate. Basically, I was going to discuss skin next, because I did cells. So I want to show how I put skin together. Into,
right.
Or the cells together into a skin.
Hopefully. So you can do that from the front of the...
Yeah. So then I would show them the skin here. And then they could maybe see...
You're not going to... Yeah, so... Jeff would have to make sure he got this in here.
It'd be hard, like, with that, to show him the skin.
So, we'll, yeah, okay.
So they can see the skin. And it, the skin is, you know, they study three states of matter, solids, liquids, and gases, and I wanted to show them that this is, like, a, between a solid and a liquid. It's like a gel. So I had sodium polyacrylate. I basically put, like, a little bit of powder in the bottom of the cup. And I just pour water into the cup, and then I go like this, and it's like a lot of water. And it
awesome.
So they're like, oh, yeah, so it's kind of cool.
So will you be able to do that from there, or do you need to be
I
in
could
the
do
hood,
it right
or?
Here. Okay. I could do that right here. And that was where I was going to stop before I talked about any of the fun stuff. Like that was like the cell and skin stuff. What I had next was this PowerPoint here.
So he'd switch over to that, okay.
Yeah, we can think about this, but basically what I was going to do in here is go through. What I wanted to do is have this, just to introduce them to bioluminescent light, which is, this system measures that kind of light.
And so we need to show that too?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, gonna, this is good. Okay, I'm glad you guys can. This is good.
That's it, science fans, for Snacks for the Brains. Check out the offerings from www.vanderbilt.edu/CSO.
Bye now.